Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. As we start to wrap up the Fired Up and Focused Challenge, I want to help you to get laser focused for your next 90 days. Chances are you've gone through this challenge, you have felt a little lift in your productivity, you're feeling like you're getting more accomplished, you're feeling really focused, and the other side effect is we start to have all the ideas of all the things that we want to do in our business. And as Richard Branson says, ideas are like buses. There's always another one coming. Entrepreneurs are never short on ideas. I can promise that. We always have things that we want to be doing. But when we always have other ideas coming in and taking us off track, we are great at starting these new ideas, but not so great at finishing them. So we need to change that. We need to get better at finishing. So how do you decide what idea to pursue first? How do you decide what you're going to focus on for the next 90 days? Well, right now, let's be honest, our bandwidth is limited. Things are very different than we are probably used to now that we're, 6 months into this whole crazy pandemic. Maybe we're a little more used to it, but it's still challenging for us to prioritize what we are going to be focused on. So I want to run you through some questions really quickly and help you decide what is going to be your biggest priority to focus on over the next 90 days. Now, if you want to dive deeper into this, check out the CEO retreat coming up because this is the work that we do to help more people get good at finishing and not just starting those crazy big ideas. So the key here is to really keep all of this simple and strategic. If we can't keep things simple, then we tend to overcomplicate our business. When we overcomplicate our business, we find ourselves feeling frazzled, feeling overwhelmed, feeling burned out. So keeping things simple is going to be absolutely key. One of the strategies I use all the time is I keep an idea parking lot. Remember, if ideas are like buses, there's another one coming all the time. That means when you are in that creative space, you are coming up with so many great ideas. And the reason that we all feel like itchy to start those ideas is because we're worried that if we don't start it now, it'll just disappear or we won't be able to capitalize on it. Well, an idea parking lot is going to be really helpful for you moving forward. This is just a document where you store those great ideas for later. You could use a Google Doc, you can use a notebook. I know some people who love Evernote or something along those lines. This is just a running document where you keep those ideas until it's actually time to start working on them, until all of these questions make sense and it's the right time for you to begin implementing and working towards that big idea. So for the next 90 days, we want to focus on one of your big ideas from your idea parking lot. This is maybe something you've been thinking about for a while or something that you've been kind of doing, but you need to actually finish the thing or bring it to completion or run it again, do it even better than you had done it previously. We want to focus in on one big idea over the next 90 days. So here's the questions we're going to ask ourselves as we're trying to figure out what do we want to focus on. The first question is, what's the most profitable idea? We are in business, which means we are here to make money. We are here to generate revenue and generate profits from the work that we do in the world. So as you're evaluating your ideas, what's going to make you the most money and not only make you the most money total revenue wise, but what is the most profitable? So what do you keep the most money on after you subtract expenses? So if you need cash flow right now, then chances are the best ideas to pursue are going to be focusing on private clients, doing one-on-one services, things that you can get out there easily and that are going to be high value enough to make an immediate impact in your business. If you have a baseline revenue already, so you already have enough revenue coming into your business to cover your business expenses, then it's a good time to consider creating a new leveraged offering or a passive offering. This could look like a group coaching program, a group training program, a online workshop, a course, something along those lines, an information product. But I only want you to focus on those types of ideas if you already have revenue coming in the door that covers your expenses, because leveraged and passive offerings do take a while to develop and then to market. So you need to make sure that you have the revenue coming in to sustain you while you're developing those ideas. The next question to ask yourself is, what is the most sustainable idea? Sustainability is really important to me because if you don't have the bandwidth for it and if you can't keep it up long term, it's just not going to work for you. So we want to ask ourselves, how much time is it actually going to take to implement this idea for the next 90 days? And you have to be honest with yourself. And if you don't know, ask around. How much time does it actually take to do something like this? If you do not have a couple hours every single day to focus on, let's say, writing a book, then maybe writing a book right now is not the best idea. But if you do have a couple hours every day, then great, that'll work. We just really want to make sure we're clear and aware of what our time availability is. Then we need to ask ourselves, can we really invest that time? And again, be realistic here. If you are already feeling squeezed, then right now might not be the time to go after a new big idea. It might be a better time to rinse and repeat something you've already done in your business because you'll be able to do that more efficiently. Remember, the first time you do something, it's always going to take longer. The more times you do it, the more efficient you get at it because you know what to expect. So really be honest with yourself. Can I really invest the time and energy to pursue this big idea? And then next, what is the most awesome idea? And this is all about what just gets you excited. You know, what floats your boat? What makes you excited to sit down and work on it? Because if you're not excited about it, you're not going to do it. Once you have run your ideas through those filters and you know what's the most profitable thing, the most sustainable thing, and what gets you excited, what's the most awesome idea, then we want to reverse engineer your success. We actually want to take that idea, that thing you want to do, that goal you want to set, and we want to sit down and ask ourselves, what do we need to do in order to make this happen over the next 90 days? This is all about brainstorming all of the action steps. So here's an example for you. And if this happened to be the big thing you're going after, awesome. I'm going to give you all of the steps to fill your one-on-one client docket, your one-on-one client program. So we want to sit down and brainstorm. What are all the things I need to do in order to get the clients I want on my calendar? So the goal, to welcome 5 new private clients in the next 90 days. Great. Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to reverse engineer it. What needs to happen before we're welcoming them into the business? Well, I have to invite them into that program. So they actually have to receive the agreement and the invoice. They, before they receive the agreement and invoice, have to have a conversation with me, right? So they actually have to have an interview with me or a free consult, a free coaching session, a free strategy session, whatever that looks like in your particular business. Well, how do I get them there? Well, they have to schedule it, and they schedule it based on the application they send in. How do they get to the application? Well, I'm going to send out emails and social media invitations for people to apply to work with me one-on-one. Well, for me to send those emails and social media invitations out, I have to write them. And before I do that, I better make sure that the application and the invitation page with all of the details about how to work with me one-on-one are all in order. So this is me reverse engineering all of the steps that need to go into getting those one-on-one clients into my business. You can see you just keep going backwards and asking yourself, well, what needs to happen before this? What needs to happen before this? What else do I need? And that will help you make sure you have all of the action steps mapped out and you know exactly what you need to do in order to make that big idea or that big goal happen. I love this quote from Dr. King: faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the entire staircase. And this is so true for entrepreneurs because often the first time we're going after something, we do not know all of the steps. We don't actually know everything that goes into creating that new offer or running this type of promotion. We just don't know what we don't know. So this is really important. You might not know all of the steps. That's okay. You can reach out and ask for support. You can work with somebody who has done this before. You can get feedback from your business BFFs. You can start to fill in those gaps as you go. And even if you don't know, you will figure it out. So a couple of final questions to ask yourself as you are thinking of what you want to focus on for the next 90 days. Can you simplify this even more? Can you simplify it even more? So the example I gave you for filling a client docket, maybe I don't want a sales page and I don't want an application. I just want to send out emails and send people directly to my scheduling link. And that's where they will book the call and they skip the application and the sales page, the invitation page. That would be potentially a way to simplify it even more, skip a few of the steps. If that would help me get it out there faster, it might be worth thinking about. You might have to ask yourself, what tools or systems do you need to make this happen? For the one-on-one client example that I gave, I might need a scheduling tool like Calendly. I might need something to send an invoice. So I might need FreshBooks or PayPal, something where I can send clients an invoice. I might need something like HelloSign for them to sign the agreement. Just think through all of the tools you might need. And where might you need support? Is there something you don't know how to do? Is there something you need to hire somebody to do for you, like set something up on your website or integrate certain technology? Is there something you need to hire somebody to do for you, like write copy? Where do you need that extra help to make that happen? So I want you to take action by downloading the workbook and starting to think about your next 90 days. What are you going to be focused on? And the key here, truly, especially in this crazy year we are all having, is to keep it simple and strategic. Better to be simple and strategic and actually manageable and doable than to put way too much on our plate and just feel absolutely overwhelmed when we're buried in too much going on. As you start doing this, if you feel like you're ready for more support, I highly recommend checking out the CEO retreat, because this is what we are doing. We are helping you plan your next 90 days and breaking down those plans into action steps, like I showed you. We want to make sure that you have clarity on exactly what needs to happen in order to make that plan a reality. So I want you to go over and share your insights with me on Facebook. We have one more day left in the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. I hope you are excited. I hope you are feeling great about how much more productive you are, how much more focused you are, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Promote Yourself to CEO is sponsored by the CEO Collective, a 12-month implementation experience for women entrepreneurs ready for next-level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle. If what I have been sharing with you inside of the Fired Up and Focused Challenge resonates and you're ready to integrate these practical, productive, and profitable strategies into your business, then head over to theceocollective.com/podcast to be the first to hear when we reopen the doors again to new members. The CEO Collective is the only way to work closely with me and my team in 2021. And when you join us, you'll have the structure and support that has helped many of our clients to boost their productivity so they can work less than 30 hours a week while making a full-time take-home income from their business. So head over to join the waitlist at theceocollective.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Promote Yourself to CEO. For full show notes and transcripts, head over to rachelcook.com/show. And if you don't want to miss any future episodes of Promote Yourself to CEO, make sure you are subscribed to the show via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you again soon.